Hey, just a quick note here on April 8th. And I was thinking about the peace movement and... oh boy. The fact that the peace movement's struggling now to hold the flag in the wind of opposition, of the wind of complicity and apathy, uninvolvement, hopelessness, uneducated, unaware, unconcerned. And those are, it's a heavy load. There's a lot of dredges, a lot of currents, a lot of pressure. And what's kind of interesting lately of seems, maybe this has always been going long, but I just noticed it as of late, last year maybe, even a half a year, let's say. Not quite since the time Obama got into office, but certainly the end of the Bush term, where there seems to be a current and a push for radical change. And change, revolutionary change. And I'm feeling the pressure of the people who, not to take the cliche, but to say that they're marching around in circles. And I'm just trying to contemplate the idea that as a person marching for peace, am I in change? When the revolution starts, I'll be there. I think I in the peace movement, I being in the peace movement, that we are the change. Now, with that, does that mean to what degree is my responsibility? I feel pressure from the rumble in the streets that the marching around in circles isn't doing anything. And it's a ploy that works on you to examine yourself and what you're doing, and quickly, as a solution, the person that's suggesting the circle marching, it says, we need a revolution. We need to take it to another level. We need to burn it to the ground. We need to take it to the, take it down. And I'm wondering, at what point is that the responsibility of the peace movement, the anti-war movement? It would be nothing but just another person's opinion, except for the rumble in the streets. Feeling you get and the dwindling in numbers and all the elements are compelling in what I'm asking is it really the peace movement that needs to be the ones?